弟兄姊妹朋友们平安。
Peace be with your brothers, sisters, and friends.
今天是主日。
This morning is the Lord's Day.
是我们主耶稣基督从死里复活的日子。
It's the day that our Lord Jesus resurrected.
因为他从死里复活，以大能显明是上帝的儿子。
Because of his resurrection, he's shown us the power of God.
而且要救一切相信的人。
And so that all who believe in him.
是我们所有的一切的盼望。我们信仰的根基都在耶稣基督的复活。
All of our hope and the core of our belief.
所以因为耶稣基督。
Is in the resurrection of Christ.
因为耶稣基督是主日复活的，所以我们每个主日，全世界各地的圣徒都来到圣殿来敬拜我们的主。
Because Christ resurrected on this Lord's day, and so on this day, all believers all over the world.Gather together to worship him.
所以我们教会的主要的功用就是要高举神的话语，宣讲神的话语，遵行神的话语。
The main purpose of a church is to teach God's word, glorify God's word, and magnify his word.
所以今天我在主日的正道要给大家宣讲的经文，就是在腓立比书第三章。第七节到第八节的经文。
And so this morning my message to y'all is from the book of Philippians chapter 3:7-8.
所以这两节经文实际告诉我们，主是保罗说，我先前以为与我有益的，我现在因基督都当得有损的。不但如此，我也将万事当得有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，唯要得着基督。
That is from Philippians 3:7-8. But what, and Paul says, but whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
所以从这两节经文实际有非常丰富的含义。
These two verses have considered, contain a very full meaning, very meaningful to us.
从这两节我们就看到这个当作哈，保罗用了好几次当作，实际当作一直是有一个晋升。
And in these two verses, Paul uses the word consider a couple of times.
他以前是把以前以为有益的，把它当作是有损的。
And so Paul considered whatever he had before, now he considered them as lost.
他现在把他第一个晋升就是把先前以为有益的当作有损的，现在进一步把万事都当作有损的。
And after he has considered everything that he had as lost, and now presently he considered all things that he has, and he counted them as lost as well.
他过去是把万事都当作有损的，再进一步把它看作是粪土。
And then he went further step ahead and considered all things that he had that were good, and he counted as gain, and now as loss, and he counted them as garbage.
所以我们看得见，因着保罗对耶稣基督的认识和耶稣基督之间的关系，他对万事的看法是一步一步在晋升的。
And we see how Paul, as he gets to know Christ more and more, the things that he considers, he gets deeper in his consideration of the things of the world.
所以从这两节经文我们也看到，认识基督是有两个阶段的。
And from these two verses, we can see that knowing Christ, there are two stages to knowing Christ.
第一个阶段是以认识耶稣基督，认识到耶稣基督是至宝，所以呢，保罗就把万事当作是粪土。
In the first stage,Paul considered knowing Christ as the most excellent, most precious, and because of that, he can count all things as garbage.
然后第二个阶段呢，是他把万事都丢弃了，为了什么？为了要更好的得到基督。
And the second stage is when he lose all things, and when he has done that, that he may gain, and his purpose is to gain Christ.
大家发现第一阶段和第二阶段这个因果关系是不同的。
And you see here in these two stages, the purpose and the end meaning is different.
第一阶段是因为认识到耶稣是那么样的宝贵，所以他把万事都丢弃了。
And the first stage is when he considered that all things were excellent and precious, and thus everything is considered lost.
那么第二阶段呢，是他决心要把万事都丢弃了，唯要得到基督。大家发现这个因果关系是刚好是反过来。
And the second stage is when he considered and he was he determined that all things were lost, that he may gain Christ. And you can see the differences here.
所以我们从第一阶段就看得很清楚，我们今天能够认识耶稣基督是什么？首先被耶稣基督的所吸引。
We see here in the first stage, and the only reason where we can come and know Christ is when we are being drawn by Him or attracted by Christ.
所以主耶稣说，他约翰福音的第六章四十四节说，他说：“若不是差我来的父吸引人，就没有能到我这里来的。到我这里来的，在末日我要叫他复活。”
And in John 6, Jesus said, No one can come to me unless the Father who sends me draws them, and I will raise them up at the last day.
所以发现是因为父能够吸引了大家到他的跟前来，然后才可能得救。那么主在约翰福音十二章又说，主耶稣说，我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
From the earlier verse, we see how it is the Father who draws us to them, and then that's how we can be raised with Christ. And in John 12, 32, And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself, Jesus said that.
所以我们发现，我们今天能够信主，能够认识主，首先是因为被主所吸引。
We see here that the only reason we can come to know Christ, be attracted by Christ, is because He first draws us to Him.
所以在保罗去扫罗去大马士的路上
And so when Saul was on his road to Damascus
他在路上遇在大光中以后耶稣向他显现
And Jesus revealed himself in a great light to him
从此就改变了他的生命
And his life was forever changed by them
所以他是以认识耶稣基督为至宝
And he considered knowing Christ as the most precious, most excellent to him.
那什么叫至宝呢?
What is precious then? What is the most precious?
就是最宝贵的。
Well, that means the most precious.
按照保罗在他的书信里谈到他对主耶稣的认识，为什么叫至宝呢？他说了好几条原因。
In all of Paul's epistles to the church, he had in various letters explained and wrote about preciousness of knowing Christ.
主耶稣是他的救赎主。
First of all, that Jesus is his Savior.
把他从死亡中、黑暗中、罪恶中拯救出来。
And Christ delivered, saved him from his sin, from death.
第二，主耶稣是他的呼召者。
Secondly, Jesus is the one who called him.
呼召他出来作为向外邦人传福音的使徒。
Jesus called him to be the apostles to the Gentiles.
第三，主耶稣是他能力的来源。
Thirdly,Jesus was the source of his strength.
他只要靠着主，他是凡事都可行。
He can do all things through Christ who strengthened him.
主耶稣是他生命的意义。
Christ was the purpose for living for him.
活的就是为了基督，死了就有益处。
He lived for Christ and he died for Christ.
主耶稣就是他的生命本身。
And Jesus was his life.
最后，主耶稣是他死以后的盼望。
Lastly, Jesus was his hope after death.
所以我们就从保罗自己的书信，他在谈到主耶稣对他的意义就有这么多的方便，所以主耶稣对他来说是最宝贵的。
And from all of these epistles that Paul wrote about, we see how Jesus was the most precious to him and most meaningful to him.
所以有了最宝贵的。相比之下，别的就变成不太宝贵、次宝贵的了。
And once you have the most precious in your life, then everything else in your life become not that precious. They become secondary.
所以，当有罪的人遇见圣洁的上帝
，So when a sinner met the holy God,
有限遇见了无限
，The finite met the infinite,
暂时遇见了永恒
，And the temporary met eternal.
我们就会被主深深的吸。
That's when we'll be so attracted, so drawn to Christ.
所以遇见了最好的，别的就变成次好的或者不好的了。
So you've met the best, then everything else become not as good anymore.
所以我们的世界观、价值观、道德观就会产生变化。
And so with that, our worldviews, values, morality, and everything else will change.
过去我们是追求个人的功名，现在要追求荣神益人。
In the past, we will pursue fame, but now we will honor God and man.
我们过去是紧紧抓住今世，现在要竭力地追求永生。
And in the past, we hold on tightly to this life, but now we will pursue eternal life.
过去我们是专注在要讨人的喜悦，现在我们要努力的去讨上帝的喜悦。
In the past, all we care about is to please the world and man, but now we will strive to please God.
过去我们是积财宝在地上，现在我们要努力的积财宝在天上。
In the past, we accumulate treasures on earth, but now we will accumulate our treasures in heaven.
过去我们是贪恋在最终的享乐，现在我们要努力的追求圣洁。
In the past, we enjoy pleasures of sins, but now we will strive for holiness.
因着遇见主，我们的人生，我们的观念就会有这么多的改变。
And because we've known Christ, all of these, our worldviews and values will change.
所以初心的喜乐是难以言表的。
The joy of a new believer is beyond words.
一切都变得那么美好。
Everything has turned to be so good.
我想很多弟兄姊妹都做见证了。
I'm sure many of us have given our testimony.
刚信主的时候和主的关系那么亲密。
When you first believe Christ, your relationship with Christ
天也那么蓝。
Was so sweet, and the sky is always blue.
花这么漂亮。
The flowers always bloom.
见着人就想跟人说话。
And you, whoever you met, you want to tell them about Christ.
有一个姊妹有一次告诉我，她说：“冯牧师，你知道吗？我信主以前特别崇拜我的先生。”
One time, a sister told me, she said, "Pastor, do you know, before I believe Christ, all I worship and adore was my husband."
他的学位比我高。
He is more educated than me.
能力比我强。
He is so much stronger than me.
事业也很成功。
He's so successful in his career.
是我很羡慕的。
I admire him a lot.
后来我信主了。
And now that I believe in Christ,
我才发现他做这些事情都没有一点永恒的价值。
And I realize none of these things that he does has any eternal value.
我向他传福音吧，他还不听。
I tried to tell him the gospel, and he refused to hear me out.
他说我现在真是从心里瞧不起他，可怜的。
Now I'm just looked down upon him.
哎呀，我说姊妹啊，你这个改变是很宝贵的哈。
And I said to the sister, your change is really precious.
但是圣经从来没让你要瞧不起你的先生，可怜你的先生。
But the Bible never teaches us to look down on your husband.
所以你还是好好尊重你的先生。
You still need to respect your husband.
还要顺服你的先生。
And submit to him.
然后努力的通过你的改变，你能够把福音来传给他。
And work really hard and change yourself, and so that you could show him the gospel.
所以我们发现，我们当我们信了主以后，我们就有一个大的改变。
And we see how after we believe in Christ, there should be a big change in our life.
因为被主吸引了。
Because we've been drawn by Christ.
很多年前我在香港去服侍。
Many years ago, I was in Hong Kong.
带了他们一个礼拜的福音营。
That was a week long of a gospel retreat.
他们还不让我走。
They don't want me to leave.
因为还没有榨干呢。还没有榨干。
Because they haven't squeezed all everything out of me yet.
所以就把我派到不同的大学去和他们开座谈会，每个晚上都去不同的大学。
And so they sent me to various universities, and every night we had a conference.
有一天晚上就去香港的理工大学开座谈会。
And so one night I was in this university in Hong Kong.
结果大概有十几个人，那后来座谈会都开始了，又来了一对年轻的学者。
There were maybe about 10, 20 of them there, and the meeting already started. Halfway through the meeting, a couple walk in. They look really young.
他们是大学的医学院的毕业的学生。
They were medical graduate students in the university.
后来呢，他们到香港来进修三个月。
They went to Hong Kong for 3 months to study further.
已经过了两个月了，还有一个月就要回大陆了。
They were from China, and it's been 2 months, and there's only 1 month left, and they had to leave.
因为他的指导老师是基督徒。
Because the teaching professor was a Christian.
而且知道那天晚上这边有座谈会。
And the professor knew that there was that meeting on that night.
所以就鼓励他们来参加座谈会。
And so encouraged them to come to the meeting.
因为他们找不到地方，所以就来晚了。
Because they couldn't find where the place was, so that's why they were late.
还没坐下呢，这个小伙子就说。
And before they even sat, this young man said,
他说我是学医的，我绝对不会信耶稣。
He said, I am a medical student, I will never believe.
我说你是学医的就不会信耶稣，我也是在美国的医学院工作，我怎么就信了耶稣了呢？
And so I replied, does it mean just because you're a medical student, you won't believe? I am a doctor, I went to medical school too, and I believe.
我说你了解耶稣吗？
I asked him, do you know Jesus?
他说不了解。
He answered, no.
我说你不了解就说不信。
Well,
先来了解一下好不好？
So I said, well, you don't even know who Christ is and you claim you don't believe. Why don't you try to know him first?
他也无话可说，无可奈何地坐下来。
And he was speechless, so he just sat around.
我们那天大概座谈了一个多小时。
So that night we had discussion, we talked for about an hour.
后来就要结束了。
And before we about to close.
我说今天人很少，我就不让你们举手了。
I said, tonight there aren't that many of us, so I won't make you raise your hand.
你们愿意信耶稣的就来找我，我们一起祷告。
If you would like to believe in Christ, just come up to me afterwards, and I'll pray for you.
我就开始收拾东西要准备走了。
And so I started packing, I was about to leave.
就没想到突然这个小伙子捂着胸脯就过来了。
And suddenly this young man just came up to me.
他说不好，冯老师。
He said, "This is not good."
我说怎么了？
He said, "What happened?"
他说心动过速，砰砰砰砰砰砰，心跳得很快。
He said, "My heart is beating so fast."
那就是这种情况，他心动过速，我应该怎么赶紧看 emergency， 对不对？这是很自然的反应，应该是这样的。
And so my first reaction should have been that since his heart was beating so fast, that I should give him some emergency care.
奇怪是，我脱口就出来，我都不知道怎么，我说圣灵在催逼你要不要悔改。
But the words that came out from my mouth.Unconsciously was, well, that's because the Holy Spirit is working in your heart. You need to believe.
这话出来连我自己都觉得很不得体。
And I wasn't proud of myself saying that.
人家心动过速，你要让人家赶紧去看大夫，我让他圣灵问他要不要悔改。可这话说出来也收不回来了。
Is if someone's heart is beating so fast, my advice should be to send him to the doctor.
我就不知道。
But then I said that you should believe in Christ. This is weird.
我就看他怎么反应了，也没办法了，话已经出去了。
And so I was waiting for his reaction. Since I already said it, I can't take my words back.
结果他说我要悔改。
And he said, "Well, I want to repent."
结果那天我就带着他做认罪悔改信主的祷告。
And so that night I let him in the Lord's prayer and the repentance prayer and let him to Christ.
跟我去的那些同工都高兴地跳起来了。
All those coworkers that were with me, they were all rejoicing.
一个人一个小时以前还是无神论者，绝对不会信耶稣的。一个小时以后就悔改信主。
A person who an hour ago was still an atheist and would not believe, and an hour later, totally changed and believed in Christ.
这绝对是圣灵的工作。
This was definitely the work of the Holy Spirit.
没有哪个人做得到。
Nobody could do that.
是后来那几天以后的几天，我在哪儿他就跟到哪儿。
And so the following days in the week that wherever I travel, he followed me.
第二天你再看他吧，两眼都在放光。
And you see every time you see him, you just see this light shining from his eyes.
这真的，你就看他两个眼睛亮的呀，那种兴奋呐。
The light that comes from his eyes is just so shiny, so alive.
他说：“冯老师，我马上要回国了，我回国就去做传道人。”
He said, Mr. Feng, I am going back to China. I'm about to go back to China. When I go back, I'm going to be a preacher.
我说：“且慢。”
I say, well, just hold on.
你回去以后好好祷告。
I advise him to go back to pray.
看神怎么带领你。
To seek God and see how God wants to lead him.
如果神让你做，很清楚神让你做传道人，你好好就走上传道人的路。
If you know very clearly that it is God's will for you to be a minister, then you go ahead.
如果上帝没有带领你，你就好好当一个好医生。
And if you're not clear about that and God did not lead you, then you just continue to be a good doctor.
当一个好的医生，在医生的岗位上去荣耀上帝，去传扬福音。
Be a good doctor, and in wherever you work, glorify God in the job area that you're in.
弟兄姊妹，看见了吗？我们讲，我们每一个人都有这个经历哈。出信那种喜乐，是真是很难用语言来形容的。
We see here this is kind of a common experience in many of us. When you first believe, there's this burning a passion in you.
就是被主的荣美深深的吸引了。
That is because we are so attracted by Christ, so drawn towards Christ.
但是保罗并没有停在这儿。
But Paul, he did not stop at this stage.
保罗在告诉我们，还有信认识基督，还有第二个阶段。
Paul reminded us that there is a second stage after you know Christ.
第二个阶段就是认识基督 是上帝的命令。
The second stage in knowing Christ is that it is God's commandment for us to know Christ.
所以在旧约圣经里，何西阿书的六章三节说，我们务要认识耶和华，竭力追求认识他。
The Old Testament of Hosea 6:3 says, let us acknowledge the Lord, let us press on to acknowledge him.
那哥罗西书的三章十六节也告诉我们，当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富地存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。
Colossians 3:16, let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts.
所以除了认识耶稣是被耶稣所吸引的以外，认识耶稣的第二个阶段就是认识他也是一个意志的行为。
And so knowing Christ, first of all, is us being drawn by Christ to know him.And the other part of knowing Christ is a will, is an act of will, for us to know him.
所以保罗是首先是决心，他现在是要决心要把万事都丢掉，目的是什么？要能更好的得到认识基督。
And so Paul was determined, to lose all things to know Christ, so that he may gain Christ.
除了被耶稣所吸引以外，我们只有进一步的丢弃万事，我们才可能。得到基督。
Only when we give all things, lose all things, can we find Christ.
所以我们会发现，认识基督有一个良性的循环。
So we see here there is a cycle, a virtuous cycle of knowing Christ.
首先，我们是被基督所吸引。
First of all, we are being drawn by Christ to Him.
然后呢，我们进一步的努力去追求认识基督。
And then we continue to work hard to know Christ.
然后就在追求认识基督的这个过程当中，进一步被基督所吸引。
And in the process of seeking and knowing Christ, we get to know Christ even deeper.
然后就更努力地去追求认识基督。
And with that, we work even harder to know more about Christ.
这样我们就会更深地被基督所吸，这就是个良性的循环。
And then we continue to be drawn deeper and be attracted to Christ. And so this is a good virtuous cycle.
但是有的时候，我们对基督的认识，有时候会停留在第一个阶段。
However, there are often times that our knowledge of Christ often stay in this first stage.
被基督所吸引，信了主以后，我们没有努力的去追求认识基督。
We've been drawn by Christ, we are attracted to Christ, and we believe and we know Christ. And very often we stay there. We don't work hard to continue to know Christ.
当我们对基督的认识没有进一步加深的情况下，世俗的东西可能又开始吸引我们。
When our knowledge of Christ does not increase or go deeper, then the things of this world creep into our lives.
所以主耶稣在撒种的比喻里边谈到了一种，就是什么？虽然那个种子也发芽了，也生长了，但是世上的忧虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能够结实。
Jesus in Matthew referred our lives to the parable of the four soils, and one of it says, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word and making it unfruitful.
所以如果我们信了主以后没有竭力的努力去认识基督，当初心的喜乐过去以后，我们好像觉得生命又开始往回走了。
And after we know Christ, we believe we've been drawn by Christ to believe in Him. And if we don't work hard in it and don't increase our knowledge of Christ, then the things of this world will come and choke our life out.
十条诫命的第一条就是不能够拜偶像。
The first commandment of the Ten Commandments is to not worship other gods.
实际这个偶像不仅是有形的偶像，也包括无形的偶像。
These other gods or idols could be idols that are visible or idols that are untouchable or unmaterial.
当世俗的东西在我们的心目中与基督一样的重要，甚至比基督更重要的时候，他们就可能成为我们的偶像。
When the things of this world starts to creep into our hearts and become as important as Christ, Then they have stolen our hearts.
当这些成为偶像的时候，我们就不能够把万事都丢掉。那我们与基督的关系的疏远，那就是不可避免的。
And then these things become the idols in our lives. And when this happens, then our relationship with Christ will inevitably suffer.
这样的话，我们在认识基督的过程中，就会产生一个负面的循环。
And this will cause a negative cycle in our attempt to know and understand Christ.
我们首先也是被基督所吸引，信了主。
And we, in the same way, were being drawn to Christ.
但是我们没有在信主以后努力地去追求认识基督。
However, after we've been drawn to Christ, we didn't put in the effort to seek Christ, to know Christ.
那我们就会被世俗所吸引。
When we didn't do that, we get attracted by the world.
在我们被世俗所吸引以后，我们和基督的关系就变成疏远了。
When we've been drawn into the world, then our relationship with Christ suffer.
当我们和主的关系变成疏远，我们就会更进一步被世俗所吸。
And then our relationship with Christ, we draw away from Christ. And when that happens, then we get sucked deeper into the world.
这就是为什么有的信徒在信主以后，初信洗了一过去以后，慢慢好像又回到。似乎又回到了信主以前的状态。
That could be a reason for why so many new believers, after their initial belief, conversion, that passion, the fire in them, disappear.
所以我们绝对不能够停留在第一步。
And so we must not, and we must never stop at the first stage.
信主以后要努力地去追求认识基督和耶稣的关系能够越来越亲近。
And after we believe and become Christian, we must continue to work hard to seek God and seek Christ and know Christ.
前不久我碰见一个老传道人。
Not too long ago, I met a very seasoned pastor.
他跟我说他是冯牧师，你知道我礼拜天最愿意做一件什么事情吗？
He asked me, Pastor, what do you think? Guess what I like to do most on Sunday?
他就是在礼拜天崇拜结束以后。
That is on every Sunday after church service.
他说我最愿意站在那个会堂的门口。
The thing I like to do most is to stand at the door of the church.
欢送弟兄姊妹离开教会回家。
I like to stand there to greet and say goodbye and stand all the attendants.
一个一个和他们握手。
I will shake everyone's hand.
然后就看着他们回家。
And send them off home.
他说，当弟兄姊妹在教堂里的时候。
And he said, when the brothers and sisters were in church,
每个人都那么平安,
they all look so peaceful,
那么喜乐,
they all look so joyful,
充满了爱心,
they all filled with love,
个个都像天使,
they all look like angels.
他说刚握完手离开教堂, 还没有到家呢, 就发现夫妻之间就开始吵架。
And he realized that just from between shaking their hands from the church and even before a couple would be at home, the couple starts arguing.
父母就开始打孩子。
The parents started spanking the children.
那还没到家呢，礼拜天还没过呢。
And Sunday's not even over. They're not even home yet, and that happened.
在会堂的内外差别就这么大。
That's such a great difference between in the sanctuary and outside the sanctuary.
在会堂里，在教堂里，每个人都像一只羊。
In within the church and the sanctuary, everyone looked like a sheep.
刚一离开会堂，就变成了一只狼。
And when they walk out church and they turn into a wolf.
变也不能变这么快啊。
And he wondered, well, how can we change so fast?
当然他说的是有一点，稍微有一点极端了一点。
Of course, he was a little extreme when he said that.
但是这也真是说明一个问题。
But he did point out a problem.
我们的信仰绝不能就做完礼拜就把它留在教堂里了。
Our belief cannot be only a church thing. We cannot leave our belief in church.
礼拜一和礼拜五都是按照自己的意愿在生活。
But from Monday to Friday, we kind of live our life the way we like it.
一到只有进入查经班、进入教会做礼拜，才想起自己是一个基督徒。
And then maybe when we come to Bible study or we come to church, and then we remember that oh, we are Christians.
那就不行。
That shouldn't happen.
我昨天也讲了，这个真正的信仰要从头要进入到心里边。
I said this yesterday too. This true belief that we have has to go from our head to our heart.
在我们所有的生活的时段， 我们都要有信仰来统帅我们的行为言行。
In our daily life, in the way we live our life, our belief need to guide the way we live our life.
都要时时保持和上帝的亲密的关系。
We need to always maintain an intimate relationship with God.
所以呢，不能够让信仰和生命脱节。
We cannot allow our belief and our life. We cannot separate them both.
同时，我们要注意，不可用服事来代替了我们和基督的相交。
Next, we must be careful not to let service replace a fellowship with our fellowship with Christ.
我知道教会的弟兄姊妹服事都很辛苦，摆上很多。
And I understand all brothers and sisters here really gave up a lot, to serve God in the church ministry.
尤其当教会没有全人间的传道人的时候，同工们的担子就更重。
Especially when our church, don't have a pastor, the burden on everyone's shoulder gets heavier.
有时候我们就很忙。
And so we get busy.
忙得连自己读经祷告的时间有时候都没有。
We got so busy that we sometimes don't even have time to read in prayer.
但是长时间下去，我们在服事的过程当中，好像和主的关系倒没有觉得近了多少。
When this continue, then it affects our relationship with God. It feels like we're drawing further away from God.
所以我们常常就会出现被燃尽、被烧焦、burned out 这样一种状况。
And very often, many of us will feel burnout from all the services.
真的好像服侍那种喜乐没有了。
And the joy of serving seemed to have we ran out of the joy.
但是又觉得不能不服侍，不服侍又对不起主。
Yet we feel like we cannot stop serving because when we stop, we feel guilty.
就求主帮助我们在服事的过程中，还是要努力的和主有亲密的相交的时间。
So let's pray and ask that as we continue to serve, we will maintain the intimate relationship with God.
同时呢，我们也不能够在信主以后一味的把我们的信仰建立在感觉的基础上，一味的去追求神迹奇事。
And the next thing that we need to be careful with is that when we after we believe, we should not.Build our belief based on feelings or experiences.
我们信的上帝是又真又活的上帝。
The God we believe is a God that is alive.
当然，他今天同样在行神迹奇事。
He's alive and he's real, and so of course he continues to do miracles.
但是上帝绝对不会永远按照我们的要求去行神迹奇事。
But God will never ever. Do a miracle or perform a miracle based on our own expectation.
是如果我们的信仰的根基不建立在和主的亲密的关系上，不建筑在神的话语上，当上帝没有按照我们的意愿去行神迹的时候，我们的信心就会动摇。
And so, if our belief in God is not based upon Scripture, based on His revealed truth, and on an intimate relationship with Him, and when God don't do anything according to our expectation.Then our relationship with him will suffer.
所以要在信主以后，要把追求更竭力的追求认识主，我们个人的灵修生活是不可取代的。
So to know Christ and continue to grow after you believe, your personal pursuit of your spiritual life, you need to put an effort in working on that.
是我们的祷告的生活，我们读经的生活，都是每一个弟兄姊妹要根据自己的实际情况来去建立的。
And in your devotion, you need to put effort into a prayer and scripture reading according to your to yourself.
实际祷告是任何时间都可以祷告。
And the truth is, we can pray anytime, anywhere.
不仅单是在固定的时间、固定的场所。谁时谁地都可以祷告。
Prayer doesn't have to be in a specific time. We can pray to God at any time, any moment.
我记得有一次我到一个教会去传福音。
I remember one time I went to a church to spread the gospel.
去以前那个教会就告诉我们，他们来了一个探亲的父亲。
Before I went, someone told me that among the congregation was a relative of someone who is visiting from China.
是一个地位很高的干部。
is someone who is very high, who holds a very high position in the government.
所以他们就让我注意一下，能不能跟他谈一谈。
So they have asked me if I could spend some time to talk to him.
我同样的，我没有这样一个恩赐，一见面就跟他谈福音。
Again, I mean, I don't have such a gift to just talk to someone the first time we met.
但是每次我讲道的时候，得很注意他。
But every time I preach, I would pay attention to him.
看他听得很认真。
I always see that he listened very attentively.
可是几次呼召他都没有反应。
But the few times that I gave an altar call, he refuses to raise his hand.
那礼拜天讲完道了，我礼拜一早上就要坐飞机走了。
And so Sunday, I gave the message, and I was going to leave on the Monday.
所以礼拜天聚会完了以后，我就回到接待我的那个弟兄姊妹家里。
And so that Sunday, after church, I went back to the house of that family who hosted me.
没想到下午就接到了这个来探亲的父亲的电话。
And then that afternoon, this man gave me a call.
他说他今天晚上想带着全家一起来看我。
He said, well, he would like to bring his whole family to come and visit me that night.
他问我可以不可以。
He asked if he could do that.
我想他来看我一定和福音是有关系的。
And so I thought, well, if he was going to visit me, he's got something to do with gospel.
我就把别的事情都推掉，我说可以。
And so I canceled all my other appointments. I said, sure, you can come.
就晚上七八点钟，他们全家都来了。
And so at night, about 7 or 8, the whole family came.
来了，当然我就想多跟他谈谈福音。
And of course, I wanted to talk to him more about the gospel and about Jesus.
因为他的位置很高，所以他公开场合可能不太容易表态，但是在私下，也许他可以表明他的是要不要信主。
So I thought maybe because he is such a high-ranking official in the government, he may not be, you know, he may not like to confess in public. So maybe a small environment might work good for him.
没想到那天晚上的谈话并不顺利。
However, that night didn't go according to my plan.
我好容易跟他谈的福音，他马上就扯到别的问题上去。
As I tried to talk to him about gospel, he would always avoid and go into another topic.
我好容易把他引回来。
I tried my best to lead him back into the talk of gospel, but then he would go another.
我就知道他的心里一定很 struggle, 很挣扎的。
And I knew that his heart must have been struggling.
如果不是为了福音，他今天晚上来看我干嘛？ 我是一个传道人。
If it's not because, and I'm a preacher, and if it's not because of gospel, why would he want to meet with me that night?
但是对于他这么高的一个高官，他如果信了耶稣，他回去后可能要面临一些难处。
But to an official in such a high-ranking position, if he would believe in Christ that night, he would face a lot of difficulties when he go back to China.
但可是那个时间很快就要过去了。
But the time was ticking.
那我心里就开始在祷告了。
And so I prayed my heart.
我一边在听他讲，我一边就在祷告。
I listened to him on one hand, and I prayed another hand.
我说主啊，这个人是不是你拣选的？
I asked, Lord, is this person elected by you?
如果是你拣选的，就让他赶紧回来，不要再扯别的了。
And if he's elected by you, then draw him back to you. Don't let him wander anymore.
因为我已经没办法了，因为我的一难已经难住他好几次，把他话打断，把他回来，就已经很不礼貌了。如果再次把他话打断，再引回来，也许他就不高兴了。Because
I've done all that I could, humanly speaking, I've interrupted him in all the conversation. I'm beginning to look like I'm not respectful of him.
但是我如果不再把他引回来，一直这么聊下去。 天天这海阔天空的，很快时间就到时间了。
But it doesn't. But I don't want to just talk about everything else besides you, Lord.
所以我只好祷告。
And so I prayed.
求主帮助。
And I asked God to help.
但我没出声了，我一边听他讲，我一边心里都在祷告。
And I just prayed in my heart.
我刚一祷告完。
And as soon as I finished my prayer.
接待我这一家的女主人就说话了。
The host family, the lady host of the family said.
他说：“某某先生，你别扯那么远了，你就说你要不要悔改吧。”
She said, "Stop going around in circle. Do you want to believe or not?"
因为这个姊妹就是一般的信徒。
Because she is a believer.
而且是这一家的女主人。
And she's the lady of the house.
是这样说，这个先生也不会啊，也不会多心。
So it's kind of it was all right for her to say that.
就那天就把这个先生逼到没有退路了。
And that kind of cornered this old man.
就那一天他悔改信主。
And so on that night he repented and he believed in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候都可以祷告，这祷告的目的就是加强我们和主的关系。
And so the point is, we can pray at any time, anywhere. And our prayer is to improve and draw near our relationship with God.
时时想到我们是上帝的子民。
We need to always think that we are a child of God.
时时让我们的言语行为能够和我们上帝子民的身份相称。
Always be cautious of our words and our behavior, so that all that we do and speak is conforms to the image of Christ.
时时通过祷告，更多的寻求上帝的心意和上帝的帮助。
Through prayer, constantly prayer, so that what we do is in God's will.
所以我希望我们的弟兄姊妹，我们常常能够把这祷告成为我们生命的一部分。
So I ask brothers and sisters that we would make prayer a part of our life.
所以我们要多多的每天有机会读读圣经。
And so we should read the scripture as often as we can on a daily basis.
让他神的话语成我们行事为人的准则。
So that we will allow God's word to lead and guide our life.
所以圣经说，神的话是我们脚前的灯，路上的光。
The Bible says that His word is like a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path.
当很多神的话语装在我们脑子里，
When we fill our head with a lot of God's word,
我们在处理问题的时候，我们就有神的话作为依据。
When that happens, and when things come around, and when we need to handle our daily life, we will be able to handle it wisely with God's words as guidance.
夫妻之间有时候免不了会拌嘴。
And a husband and wife would inevitably argue.
生气，谁都不理谁。
They fight and no one talks to each other.
都等到对方先来认错了。
And each party waits for the other party.
可如果谁都不认错，就僵在那儿。
But if no one wants to say sorry, and then you have a situation.
但是如果这是我们神的话装在脑子里，神说不可含恨到日落。
But if at this point God's word was in your heart and God's word came up to your head and says, "Do not harbor anger until the sun goes down."
那如果现在看呢，太阳都下山了，那干脆就消气儿吧。
And,
向对方认认错，说说话，这就关系就恢复了。
And so well, now the sun is setting, and God's word came up to your head, and then you will know. And since the sun is going down.You tell yourself to say sorry to your spouse.
但是如果我们在神的话语不熟悉，
But if we're not familiar with God's word,
当碰见一件事情不需要处理的时候，我们想找神的话找不到。
And we come to a situation where we need to handle, but because we don't have God's word in our heart, we don't know how to handle the situation God's way.
那我们怎么处理呢？就还是得按照我们自己的那些理性那些办法去处理。
And how do we? And if we don't have God's word, how do we handle it? We do it the best, the only way we know it, which is the worldly way or the way that we've always been doing.
这种处理就不一定完全是符合圣经的教导。
And that way may not always be biblical way.
所以这些都是需要我们平常日积月累，要一点一点的积累，一点一点的装备。
And so we equip ourselves little at a time and accumulates.
除了我们自己的灵修生活以外，我们一定要进入团契教会，有正常的教会的生活。
Besides working and improving in our own spiritual life, in our devotion life, we need to be in a fellowship group. We need to live a church life.
所以这昨天晚上我已经给大家分享了很多的信息。
I shared this in detail last night.
所以除了认识基督有两个阶段以外，我们同时发现这两节经文也告诉我们认识基督有两个层面。
So we've talked about the two different stages of knowing Christ. And within these two verses in Philippians, we also see that there are two levels of understanding Christ.
一个层面是我们与主的亲密的相交。
In one level is the intimacy, is all intimacy with Christ.
因为保罗在这两节经文里讲到以认识基督为至宝，这个认识这个希腊字。
Because Paul here, when he said he considered knowing Christ surpassing, and so this knowing Christ in Greek.
所以这个字还会翻译成别的意思，像读马太福音，当约瑟把已经怀孕的玛利亚娶过来以后，圣经说只是没有和她同房，只等到她生下头胎的儿子。
So, and the word knowing in Greek has different various way of translating. And we see in Matthew, when Joseph and Mary were being married, the word, the Bible say that Joseph hasn't known Mary, and the word used translated is consummate.
同时在路加福音记载，当玛利亚听天使告诉她要童女怀孕的时候，玛利亚很惊讶，说：“我虽然订了婚，但是还没有出嫁，怎么会有这样的事情呢？”
And also in Luke, when the angel appeared to Mary, to say that the virgin will be with a child, Mary's answer was, "I have not been married. How can I have a child?"
是这里讲的同房和出嫁。这个希腊字和保罗在刚才这段经文里讲的认识是同一个希腊字。
In Greek, the two words consummate and be married are actually the same word that Paul used in Philippians when he know.
这就告诉我们，保罗讲的认识基督，不单单是关于基督的一些知识。
This shows us that when Paul was telling us about knowing Christ, it wasn't just a head knowledge kind of knowing Christ.
而是更是要和主有亲密的个人关系。
More than that, he is showing us that to know Christ needs to be on an intimate level.
大家读保罗的书信或者使徒行传，我们就看见保罗和主有非常亲密的相交的关系。
When you read all of Paul's epistles, even in the Acts, he shows us how close he was with Christ.
所以认识基督的第一个层面是和耶稣基督有亲密的相交。
And so the first level of knowing Christ is to have an intimate relationship with him.
第二个方面，另外一个层面，认识基督就是要认识基督所启示的真理。
The second level of knowing Christ is to know the truth that Christ revealed to us.
你看大家看，新约圣经一共27卷书。
There are 27 books in the New Testament.
保罗书信就占13卷。
Paul's epistles has, Paul has 13 of the 27 books.
再加上使徒行传，一多半都是关于保罗的。
And if we add Acts, which most of it was talking about Paul.
所以就说有关保罗和保罗写的书信几乎占了新约圣经的这个书卷的一半以上。
And so all of the epistles that Paul wrote, including Acts, and all, if we add them all together, they take up more than half, almost half of the New Testament books.
保罗所阐述的很多的基督教的真理，都是我们信仰最根本的东西。
Paul described and wrote down all of the core belief of Christianity.
所以，属灵的经历和圣经的真理都是同样重要的。
With spiritual experience and the revelation of Christ's truth are just as important.
但是属灵的经历它是个人的，是主观的，也是神秘的。
But a personal experience is personal, is subjective, and is mysterious.
它可以使基督徒与上帝的关系更亲。让我们能够更加敬虔，能够更讨主的喜悦。
The experience can lead us closer to God, make us more devout to God. It can help us to please God.
但是我们所传讲的最基要的基督教的信仰，它是普世的，是客观的，也是理性的。
But what we preach, the truth of Christ, is universal, is objective, is rational.
这些真理就会帮助我们在真道上扎根，能够抵挡异端，能够领人归主。
And this truth will help us to be deeply rooted in the Word of God. It helps us to defend ourselves against heresies, and it helps us and lead us to know the Lord.
可见，认识基督。属灵的经历和信仰的真理是两个不可缺乎的两个方面。
We see here then that spiritual experience and the knowledge of knowing the truth of Christ cannot be apart from each other.
所以保罗就给我们做了最好的榜样。
And Paul gave us the best example.
说一个重生得救的基督徒，我们一定会在一生当中或多或少或迟或早会有经历上帝的经历。
A born again Christian will in their lifetime definitely have an experience, an intimate experience and relationship with God.
如果一个信徒他说他信主以后这一生当中从来没经历过上帝。
If a believer claims that after they become a Christian has never experienced God,
所以我们自己都要问问自己，我们是不是真的重生得救
？Then you will have to question yourself: Are you truly born again?
但是我们经历上帝的经历毕竟是主观的。
But our experience with God is definitely subjective to yourself.
所以我们一定要借着上帝启示的圣经的真理来辨别我们的这个是不是经历的上帝，它的真假。同时我们局部的经历必须要借着上帝所启示的真理来解释这些经历。
So we need to use the objective truth that we have learned through studying God's word so that they can stand the test of authenticity and so that our personal experience can be interpreted through the revealed truth of God.
所以我们不要把我们个人属灵的经历把它绝对化普遍化。
And so we should not and never generalize our personal experience or make our personal experience an absolute truth.
大家可能都经历过，当人在公开场合认罪悔改觉知的时候，他们都会有的会很哭得很厉害。
And many of us may even experience this in a public place where you confess your sin and become a believer. You get very emotional.
但有人就问，哎，你信主了吗？啊，信主了。你哭了多长时间呢？
And someone may have asked you, "Well, have you believed? I had. Well, so how long did you cry for?"
你说没哭，没哭，你怎么会重生得救？
And they go, "You didn't cry? Oh, then you cannot have believed."
在当然，在悔改时有人哭，不一定每个人都哭。
Of course, when someone repented, they may cry because they're full of emotion, but that doesn't mean everyone cries.
你自己哭了三个小时，不一定要求别人也非得哭三个小时。
If you have cried for 3 hours, don't expect someone to also cry for 3 hours.
所以个人的经历是宝贵的，但是毕竟是主观，是个人的。
Your personal experience may be precious, but it is very subjective.
神对每一个信徒的带领也不同。
God lead every believers differently.
啊，所以这点要注意。
And so we need to pay attention to that.
当然，我们对基督的认识是信仰的真理和属灵的经历结合起来的，非常奇特的。
And our knowledge of Christ is a combination of our knowledge of the truth and our spiritual experience. These two are just, you know, a wonderful combination.
但是我非常喜欢保罗的一段经文。
And I really like a verse, a passage that Paul wrote.
他说：“大哉，近前的奥秘，无人不以为然。”
He said, "Beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs."
就是神在肉身显现。
That is, he appeared in the flesh.
被圣灵称义。
Was vindicated by the Spirit.
被天使看见。
Was seen by angels.
被传于外邦。
Was preached among the nations.
被世人信服。
Was believed on in the world,
被接在荣耀里，
was taken up in glory.
这是提摩太前书三章十六节。
That was in 1 Timothy 3:16.
讲到整个耶稣基督的道成肉身，说他完成的救赎的计划是一个属天的奥秘。
We think about of the incarnation of Christ and the work of God. This is just a great mystery for us.
所以保罗他说这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得到基督耶稣，所以得到我的。
And Paul said, "Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me."
所以他接着说：“弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了。”我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得的神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
It continued to say, "Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me." Heavenward in Christ Jesus.
是保罗这么伟大的使徒，在认识基督的问题上，他都不敢说他完全认识到。
To such a great apostle like Paul, in his understanding or the knowledge of Christ, he wouldn't dare boast about anything.
何况我们一般的弟兄姊妹呢
？And who among us would dare to boast?
所以我们今天对基督耶稣的认识一直是处于已经和尚未这个张力之中。
And as of today, all of our knowledge and understanding of Christ should be in a position of still searching or not yet attained.
当然我们今天能够成为基督徒是因为我们对耶稣基督已经有了起码的最重要的一些认识。
But of course, we are believers today because we have some basic understanding and knowledge of Christ.
否则我们不可能会成为基督徒。
Without that, we will not be a Christian.
但是对基督的很多的问题，我们很多人还认识不到。你比如说，耶稣的神人二性，如何去理解人是耶稣的神人二性？这就是很大的奥秘的问题。
And of course, there's so many questions that is still surrounding our life that we don't understand.
是我们一生要追求的。
But we must still continue to seek.
所以今天我们要竭力的避免把我们个人对基督的认识的每一点都把它绝对化的这样一个倾向。
And so today, a caution to all of us is that we should never try to make your personal experience and turn your personal experience into an absolute truth.
今天在基督教的内部，很多神学观点的争论。
Today in the Christian world, there are many theologies that are conflicting.
实际很多时候就是因着我们对一些对主的认识、对主的属性的认识、一些圣经没有启示那么清楚的地方，我们却把它绝对化。
Most of this conflict arises out of our lack of understanding or the lack of revelation in the Bible.And this is where we usually fight about.
这样实际这种争论已经影响到了我们在教会弟兄姊妹的合一，影响到了我们基督教的事工。
And when it's not revealed in the Bible, we should not make it an absolute truth to fight about. And these little conflicts and fight that we have has already entered the church and is causing a lot of conflict within church.
这是求主帮助我们。
So let's pray and ask God to help us.
既有一颗赤手真道的心。
To have a heart that only focus on His truth.
又有一个谦卑的心。
Yet having a humble heart to accept that truth.
在基要的真理上，我们一定要统一的。
In the fundamentals of the truth, we need to be firm about.
但是在一些非基要的信仰上，允许有不同的意见。
But when they are not revealed and it's not fundamentals, we may be able to allow some variations.
只有这样，我们才能够竭力持守圣灵所赐的合而为一的心。
Only when we do that can we maintain unity that the Holy Spirit has revealed to us.
我们只有这样才能够在不同当中还能够坚持彼此的接纳，彼此的顺服。
Only when we do that can we continue to accept each other and love one another, even when the fundamentals are not agreed upon.
做成上帝要我们做的工。
This is what God wants us to do.
是求主来帮助我们，来引领我们。
May God help us and lead us.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
谢谢你这样爱我们。
We thank you for loving us so much.
使用我们。
And to use us.
去帮助我们每一个弟兄姊妹和你的关系都能够越来越亲密。
Please help every one of us, brothers and sisters, to have an intimate relationship with you.
让我们在信仰的真理上和属灵生命的操练上都日有所进。
Help us to continue to grow in our knowledge of you and in our spiritual experience of you.
能够见证你，荣耀你。
So that we can experience your glory.
今天是一个主日。
Today is the Lord's Day.
我也不知道我们当中还有没有正在寻求的慕道朋友。
I'm not sure if any one of us here is still seeking the Lord.
如果有，我今天也奉耶稣的名给你们一个机会。
If there are, right now, I would want to give you an invitation in the name of Jesus.
过去从来没有公开表示过愿意接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主，但是今天你愿意。
But and if you have never in the past revealed or expressed publicly that you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, but this morning you want to.
愿意成为一个基督徒，愿意成为上帝的儿女。
You are willing to become a Christian. You want to become a child of God.
我就邀请你们把手举起来，我们为你们祝福，为你们祷告。
I invite you to raise your hand, and I will pray with you, and I will ask for God's blessings upon you.
有这样的朋友吗？
Is there anyone among you?
如果有，就请你们勇敢地把手举起来。
If you want to, I ask that you raise your hand.
父神，谢谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
为今天我们的崇拜聚会感谢你。
We thank you for this morning's worship service.
求主祝福我们的教会。
We ask Lord that you will bless our church.
祝福我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
Bless every brother and sister.
祝福每一个家庭。
Bless every family.
都能够主享你所赐给我们的恩典祝福。
That we can enjoy and experience all of the blessings that you have bestowed upon us.
让我们也能够以喜乐的心。
So that we can come before you with a joyful heart.
顺服主的带领。
Be submissive to your leadership.
我们能够同心合一。
And that we can be unified.
彼此相爱。
And love one another.
成全圣徒。让我们能够扩张你的国度，彰显你的荣耀。
That we can expand your kingdom and fulfill your purpose and will.
能够讨你的喜悦，彰显你的荣耀。
That we can please you and glorify your name.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
祷告奉耶稣基督的名。
And we pray all of these in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
谢谢大家。
Thank you.
谢谢牧师。